We started the Mishnah. We didn't finish the Mishnah. No, we did finish the Mishnah. Let's see how we have to Rashi. Okay, Alpapi. So his Mishnah said, "Imrotzu beGemor Park Pshita." If he wants to add, he can add. So the Gemara says, "Of course he can add. Why? What's the Chiddush?" The Gemara said, "However, that this halacha that he's adding extra is only takes effect." Rabbi Elazar says, "Only takes effect." The Nesuin. So Kosev Lo Tosefis Dimidaitoi. So the extra, the chiyuv of Monar Messiah is effective immediately, but the chiyuv of Bashas Erison, but the chiyuv of Tosefis only takes effect once they have Nesuin. Then Rabbi Huda said that he could write a chiyuv of Monar Messiah, and she can write back a chiyuv saying that she received some. He could sevis al bishlonis kablu, even though she didn't really receive it. Mechelis, the kesevis, beloshen shayver. She can be mechelis and write it as in the form of a receipt that she received that amount. Okay. There's a fascinating Tosfos over here. It's really not, we have a shortcut in the Gemara, but Tosfos deals with our standard ksuba nowadays. And the question which Tosfos, Imratzal Hoysev, a feeling maya mona is Moisev. The Mishnah says you can add as much as you want. They would write mea litrin, we write mea skukim. The guy could be a very, very impoverished individual. He writes, he's mechayev himself that amount. If he has it, he's saying he's right now being mechayev himself this amount of money, and even Mishabed, all of his nechasim to that choiv. Behold, when he's chayiv, once he's making such a chiyuv, afilu nevdu elo nechasim, v'kona acherim, he mishtabin. So even though later on, those properties which were there at the time of the commitment are no longer owned by him. He sold them, whatever, they're gone, they've been used, but he gets other properties. So those other properties will get a shibud on them. Al bisha ein odem mak the davar shel b'loilam. So how does it work? I mean, you cannot. A shibud is a form of I'm somewhat being mocked on this property to somebody else, and we have a rule: you cannot be mocked to something you don't have yet. I can't sell you the car that I'm going to buy tomorrow. I can't sell you the car now. I can't sell you the house that I'm going to buy. And so how am I? But that's not a problem. But you can't be mishabed something which you're going. You can create a shibud on something which you don't have yet. But kiven the kasev, and that's why you write in the language the osed and all the mikni. As long as you include the language of the osed and all the mikni, you can make a shibud on something. But Tosfos says, "I will also she'ein loy." That's only if the shibud takes effect on what you have right now, then you can say in conjunction with what I have now, it's also going to take effect on which I will get in the future. But you have to start with something there. But I will also she'ein loy. If a person doesn't have anything at all to start with, or doesn't have that amount, the hech yishtab and the chosav shiktach rikain kivin shel nischayev lo hadavar shel b'loilam. So this Tosfos says, if I'm saying I'm committing right now to give to me mishab myself to you $10,000, I don't have $10,000 to give. So that original shibud doesn't take effect. I can't say that together with that I'm being mishab that which I will get in the future. Maybe the guy will win the lottery tomorrow, but that doesn't work if there's nothing now to take effect on. That's Tosfos's problem, and that's the standard. That's the language which we use in the ksuba. How does it work? So Tosfos says, "Mishal, the Re asked the Rebbe Eliyahu. V'heishav lo de mesino kinyan zev perikus erchus leperlim. We find this conversation really is a Gemara in the Serchus leperlim. The Tanya, the Mishnah says, Mishnah says over there, the Masa Shemachinim Lios Kishel, that even though the Torah says the Shemachinim's Chiyuvim are just on Pshia, he's only responsible if Pshia happens. If a Gneva, a Veda, or an Oinus happens, he's not Chayiv. But the Shemachinim can undertake the Chatkila to have the same Chiyuvim as a Shoel. Uparuch, the Mor says, B'mai, exactly how does this commitment take effect? He says he's going to do it. But the Vorim, just by saying it, it doesn't take effect. What's Mekai of him? The Shemachinim tells the owner, I'm accepting it with the same level of responsibility as a Shoel. Then Oinus happens. I don't want to pay. He says, well, you said. Okay, I said. So I'm not a nice guy. But what's Mekai? What financial obligation? Why is he obligated to follow through? How does it work? Umashani, that he made a Kenyan suitor. So since he didn't just say it, but he did a Kenyan suitor, then he's obligated to follow through. That's the Gemara. Comes the Rebbeinu Leo, Master the Becholinian, Avabijain, and Makdalay Shum the Chosim, Alashamashabit Gufa the Zachoiv, Me'ata. Even if he did not have any property, it doesn't say that the reason why it works is because there's property involved and it's taking effect on property. There's like a chiyuv on a contingency in case an oinus happens. There's a shibud on the property. Says he is being mechayev to pay. It's on the person. So the shibud is not on the property. The shibud is on the person. Therefore, the chiyuv is right now, and when he gets property, that property will, this chiyuv which he has on his being, will take effect on the property. It's not just I'm saying I'm going to do something, which is that's called kinyan devarim, which is not effective. The Kenyan Devorim will have El Kahi the Reish Babas. Where's the case of Kenyan Devorim? Shekana Miyadam, the Mor has one opinion. That the Mishnah talks about, the first Mishnah Babas talks about, for those Daf Yomi next, right? The Mishnah talks about the idea of a division of a wall. So the Mora it has two pshatim in the Gemara is referring to they're committing to build a wall or committing to split. So Mora says, well, what's mechayev of them to follow through on that decision? Shemora says, shekarim yadam lach lechatzer shein badin chaluka. So halacha is if a chatzer is under a certain size, one partner cannot force the other one to it's called divorce, right? That one partner cannot force a divorce from the other one. If it's large enough, we say that one partner says, "Oh, I don't want to be a shutta with you anymore. Let's divide the chatzar, and you take your half, and I take my half." If it's under a certain size, it's called chatzar shem b'din chaluka. It's not large enough that you can force it in chaluka. And the more it deals with, is there any time can you force one to buy out the other? That's a different question. But the idea of division, you can't force. But if they both agree, then they agree. The Mor says, okay, so now one party agrees to this division. And he wants to back out. So you know what? I agreed that we'll split it, even though it's a very small piece. I'll end up with a very small piece of property, which is not really large enough for usage. But I agreed to that. And I changed my mind. So what's Mekhai of him? The Mor says, you know, he was there. He's Mekhai of himself to follow through. The Mor said, how did he do? He did a Kenyan Suter. And he said, he did a Kenyan Suter, committing that he will split. The Mor says, I'm going to do something. There's no Kenyan on that. That's Kenyan Devorim. Okay, so I'm discussing an act that I will do. I'm not saying I'm a nice guy, not a nice guy. That's not the issue. But the halacha is there halachic a financial obligation that I must commit to follow through? Or says no. But what do you mean? You picked up the sutra. I picked up the sutra that I'm going to go to the moon. Okay, I changed my mind. It's not mechayev anything. Where that's called kinyan devar. Al mashe meshabed gufer lischayev l'davar zesh mishtabed bein ze kinyan devar ba'alma. However, Tosfos says that it's not a, if I say that I'm going to commit to a financial obligation that I owe money, that's effective immediately. That's not a kinyan devar. That's a chiyuv that I'm creating that I can do. Okay, so that's one approach. How the ksuba will work to commit to sums of money which he doesn't have necessarily at the time of the ksuba. This is a second approach. The key of the case of stoma, she called the chos of achroyim. He writes in the ksuba that all of his. So what's the problem? The problem is, if he doesn't have, he doesn't have. Right? What's the problem? The question is, if later on in his life he does get property, and then there comes a time to pay the ksuva, we're saying, well, that property is meshubed. The question is, what created that shibud? If right now there's no way to make the shibud now, so how does it make a shibud work in the future? Tosfos says no. See in the case of stoma shiyu called the chosav achroyim. He says all of his property will be responsible for this chayv. Lama lo yis nischayev. Why shouldn't it work? Hoida shiyesh lo nechosav. See, he made a hoida. This is equivalent to saying all of my property is committed to cover this $100,000 commitment. I mean, if I'm saying that, what I'm saying is I have property worth $100,000. So I'm being meshabed all my property to that. Well, I don't have $100,000 worth of property. We don't care about that. You admitted it. Well, b'shalnu yodim she'en loy, even though we know he doesn't have, hodos baldin kemedim domi. But hodos baldin works. So, Pasha Tosis is referring to the Gemara Bava Basra. The Mor says a story over there. There was a person named Isser Giora. Isser was the Shmuel's daughter. Mor Baruchel is the Mor says Mor Baruchel was Shmuel's daughter. She had been in a situation where she had been taken captive. And there's a child was born from that, so she's referred to as Mor Baruchel because the father was not Jewish. That person eventually became a ger. His name is Isser Giora. So Mor Baruchel was his biological son, but wasn't his halachic son. He didn't have any children. He was about to die, so he wanted that the property should go to Mor Baruchel. But he had creditors, etc. He had people which would come and try to take the property. They weren't creditors. Ger passed away with no children, no halachic children. His property is hefker. Situation wasn't as such that he was able to do a shtar of shkimira, etc. The Mor says. So he asked an eitza. I'm trying to remember from whom. He said, very simple, be moed that all your property belongs to your son, your Mor Baruchel. So that when he dies, it wasn't his property, it was Mor Baruchel's property. Now, that's not true. It was a false statement because he hadn't been machna to him. He hadn't done any kinyan to him. But the Mor says it works. Once he's moed that all the property belongs to Mor Baruchel, that acts as a kinyan. It's called kinyan oidisa. You're being moed. So there is the hidos b'din kinyan dami is a halachic reality, and by once he says that that's true, it becomes the property of Mor Baruchel. Even though I'll tell you that that's not true, that's irrelevant because now it is true. The kinyan makes it true. The hidos makes it true. So hidos b'din is more powerful than you would say just edus. It's more than that. So Tosfos says, let's take it a step weiter, that over there it wasn't true, but the kinyan will make it true. Tosfos says, well, the hodoah will create a shibud. Nadal will create a Shiva that all the property which he gets will now. I'm saying that everything that I, what's the problem? You can the Shiva on the future property only takes effect if there's takes effect on the property which is right now. And right now I don't have $100 worth of property, $1,000 worth of property, $100,000 worth of property for this commitment of $100,000 to take effect. Well, it doesn't make a difference. Since Hadar creates a kinyan, Hadar can create a shibud on that amount of property right now as well. And therefore, if I get that property tomorrow, it'll be effective. Mitamza Amr ben Otam, that's why we find Shekhosim Barshos, when we write a Harshaw, we write the Lashon, Hiknesi loy arba amas karka b'chatzeri, we can write that in the Harshaw. I'm being mocked to him 4 amas with the karka in my chotzer, and ag of that, I'm selling him all, I'm giving over all the other commitments. So we know he doesn't have any karka. So what is he? How can he write? I'm being mocked to him dalad amas of karka. Doesn't have karka. Keeping the murder sheishloi hidos with the kibedim dami, and therefore the Hadar that he has karka will make it function as if he had karka. So Dos Hodin is way beyond, according to the studies, is way beyond what we would imagine. It's a very powerful thing that can create kinyanim and shibudim, which aren't real. It doesn't make a difference because you're being by being murdered, you created that. It's a fascinating thesis. Okay. Something more, Shita. So the mission says that a person can add extra amounts of money in the ksuba if he wants. Morris says, of course, why not? So Morris says, no. Matatema, I would say, what you mentioned on the Friday, kitsusa of the rabbanim, maybe the chama would make a limit. Shlolavayas es misha einloy, in order not to embarrass those which can't afford. So it'd be very nice if you want to add, you know, your ksuba, you want to add these large sums of money, but this other person can't afford that, so it's embarrassing. So we're not going to allow you to do that. We should make a standardized form, therefore nobody will be embarrassed. Kamash Limish says, no, they did
what?
We make a standardized form, and that's it. Kamash Limish says, no, they did not institute such a rule. Okay. So now the Mishnah said, if he wants to be Moisif, even a Mayamana, he could be Moisif. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah says, Ratzo Lichtav Lo Loikatani. It says, it didn't say, the language of the Mishnah isn't, if he wants to write her extra, he can write her extra. El Ratzo Lohoisif. The language is, he wants to add more. So what is it? What are we adding? We say by saying adding more. Mesiyele, the Rabbi Evo Amar Rabbi Yanai. Dami Rabbi Evo Amar Rabbi Yanai. Tanai ksuba kiksuba dami. So we hear the phrase of Tanai ksuba is not being used like we used in the last paragraph. Tanai meaning the commitments, the other commitments of the ksuba, but it means the Tosefis that he's committing to in the ksuva gets halachic status of the ksuva. So you're adding into the ksuva. So this, you're expanding the chi of ksuva. It's not you're just committing to, yeah, you know, you want to commit to owe somebody something. You commit to owe somebody something.
It's recommended.
It's not a matana. It's an expansion of the ksuva. Okay, versus nafkamina. What difference does it make? It makes an afkamina, because remember we had before the lacha of in case a woman sells, right? So if she sells the ksuba, so do we assume that when she's selling the ksuba, she's selling the tosefes as well? Is it part of the ksuba, or is that a separate obligation? It's just because she told someone she's selling him the ksuba, doesn't mean she's selling him this separate obligation, which was simultaneous, but it was an independent obligation. No, this is part of the ksuva. It's included in the ksuva. Or mechelis, if she's moichel the ksuva, she says she's moichel the ksuva, it means she's moichel this tosefes as well. the meredis lepogemis. So the loch is if a woman is meredis al baalo, that so which she refused to have relations with him. So the chamim put in that each week that she remains in that state, her ksuva is diminished. Okay, does that okay? Let's say for argument's sake, the calculation of the morsel later on, right? Right. So if the ksuva was the basic ksuva is 200, right, and the tosefus is another 200, so now she has a total of 400. So if you just look at the basic one, so after the 200 is dropped, she's looking at the other 200. We don't keep dropping into that amount, because that's a separate chiyuv, it wasn't part of the ksuva. If you say it's part of the ksuva, so we keep going down, so she loses another 200 as well. Okay, the din of pegemis, that a woman comes to collect the ksuva, and she admits that she already had received part of the payment. So she has the shtar, but the shtar says she's owed 200. And she admits that she's already received 50. So now the norm of a person comes into Besdin to the case of a Gerishin. Person comes to Besdin with a shtar koiv. Right? So the guy says, you know, it's not paid, and he denies it. The other person I paid, he denies that he owes the money. He says, I'm sorry, this is shtar, you owe the money. He has to swear to me. At least swear to me that he owes the money. No, doesn't have to swear. He has the shtar. But the halacha is a woman walks in with the shtar and she admits that part of it is paid, so she's creating a reis on the shtar. She has a shtar, but the shtar is not fully 100 true. So halacha, she has to collect. She needs to make a shua. If the baal has right to say, I want you to swear that this is the amount. I think maybe I think the whole thing was paid, or more was paid. And she's admitting that the shtar says she's owed 200, she's really only owed 150. So the halacha is, she has to swear, she needs a shua to collect. Let's say the issue was the tosefis. And that was the issue. Can you make her swear? Yes, because it's part of the ksuba.
No, why isn't there like a miga of the... In other words, the woman could say, look, I could have said that none of it was paid. Here I'm coming along and saying part of it is paid. So why are you giving behind me a shvua?
That's true, but at the same time, what once she's admitting that there's that this shtar is not 100, that's it. You can't collect with a miga or with a shvua. You collect with a shtar, but the shtar itself is questionable at this point in time. So, chomer mechayev shvua in that situation. So, let's say the woman is tevei the ksuv in Besdin. In the case of an almana, so she loses her right to get mezonos. So the chomer masakin that like we had before, she gets mezonos. But once she's to ask for the ksuv and bezin, she no longer gets her mezonos. Let's say she asks for the tosefis, not for the main ksuva. She asks for the tosefis, so she loses her mezonos because it's called asking for the ksuva because it's part of the ksuva. Okay, ulaver saldas. We'll have a mission later on which says if a woman is not, there's a certain case a woman loses her right to ksuva. So one of them is where she's not acting appropriately for that way halacha would require her. So under certain circumstances, he divorces her and she gets no ksuva. She loses the tzedefis as well. Okay. So l'shevach, the man dies. The property is he leaves over property. So the property leaves over equals not the full amount of the ksuba. Meanwhile, the property is developed by the children, and. And now it goes up in value, and now it's worth the full amount of the ksuva. So comes the Isha, says, great, that's wonderful. So now I'm coming to collect the property, and the property went up in value. I would like to take the whole property as a payment for my ksuva. So loch is that she has, by case of ksuva, if the property went up in value, her rights to the property are limited to the original value that it was at the time. Any shevach which would be there, she would have to give back that value of the shevach which went up in value. You know, whatever the improvements were made, she has no rights to that. Regular chayiv does, but ksuva doesn't. To sevach is like ksuva, that she has no rights in the shevach. Okay, the shua. So all the cases where we'll have later on, there's a whole list of cases where a woman has to swear for by ksuva. She'd have to swear for the tesefis as well. L'kaisa kol nechasev l'banav. So
l'hashviis.
I'm sorry. Okay, l'hashviis. So this is this is an advantage for her. That Shvius is Meshamet Chayvus, Shvius is not Meshamet the Ksuva. The Sefer is part of the Ksuva, so Shvius is not Meshamet it. Okay, L'kaisa kol nechasev l'banav. There's a law that if a person writes all of his property over to his children, and he writes one piece of property to his wife, and that piece of property is less than the value of the ksuva, and she accepts it, the lacha is that she loses the rest of her ksuva. So that payment will function as a full payment for the ksuva, including the tosefis. Okay. Ligvus in a karka, midin of the Gemara, ksuva cannot be collected from a taltalin. So therefore, she has no right to metalton, she only has the right to karka. So it applies to the Tosefis as well. I mean, is he Boris? And the Chomer Mesakin, that the property that she has a right to force to collect is out of properties. It's only Ziboris properties, which are the least valuable properties.
What if there are no Ziboris properties? They're not sufficient.
I'm just saying that he can give him the lower quality.
I think then she upgrades.
When we say she doesn't collect from the Taltalin, if there's actually a sum of money that's left, can she collect from that, from the coins themselves, or
no,
karka?
On the karka. By case of Yisrael, by Gershon, I think he has to pay with the money, but by Yisrael, there's only a din of karka. But that which she's, the case where he doesn't have, she has no right to force metalton to be sold and get the money. By case of Gershon.
In the Gershon case, yes.
There's a ton of that nowadays we collect ksuva from metalton because people were not much ready by the time of the gun ready. People were in a situation they weren't property. They Jews were run all over the place. They weren't owning property.
So with the situation where there's no Gershon, where the gentleman has no money, if he should sell anything in the future for whatever reason, does the chov remain and then he has to
sell anything? You mean karka?
Start with karka and then expand to metalton after the.
Well, he sells the karka, so she has the first shibud on the karka.
In the Gershon case, where If he has coinage, he's got a claim on that. But let's say he has no coinage, and at some later point he sells something, and now he's got money.
He should have to pay.
She's got to pay.
Yeah. Okay, so two more things, and we finish this din of Rabbi Yannai. So Ksubas bin Dichrin, that she, her children that they have together, in case he has children from another wife, when he passes away. And the children from each mother get the rights to all of the ksuba of the mother before they move on to making the division of the Yerusha on the father's property. So that'll apply to the Tosefis as well. That's part of the ksuba. And in a case where a woman is an almana, and the children, so we'll discuss later on that there's a time limit by an almana. According to one opinion, there's a time limit that the almana, she doesn't collect her ksuba after 25 years, she can't collect anymore. That's only, however, since she's living in the base in their husband's home, so she's getting support. She has a right to get mezonos and all the other needs for 25 years. She no longer has a right to collect the ksuba. And she says, you know. In 27 years, my friends, you know, I'm moving on. I like to collect my ksuba. Well, you don't make ksuba anymore. You have 25 years of support in the husband's home. However, she moved out of the husband's home. She went to Beis Avia. There's no time limit. The chayv is a chayv. So 30 years later, she can come and collect it. So that applies to the tzefis. That halacha applies. Based Baala, she loses the ksuba, it means the tzefes as well. And based Aviyah, she doesn't lose it. So that halacha applies to the tzefes as well. Okay, let's hold it here.
When she